From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, dorm move-in day for quintuplets. And you'll either be hungry or nauseous when we preview the deep-fried decadence at this year's State Fair of Texas. First, the longest light rail system in the U.S. now connects to the largest airport in Texas. DART's extension to DFW Airport opened today. Producer Christina Martinez caught up with some of the passengers and workers riding this morning.
I'm Krista Shively, and I work for the Department of Homeland Security as a TSA officer on my way to DFW Airport. I live by Love Field, and I have to drive all the way into Dallas-Fort Worth, and the amount we pay for parking is incredible. We pay $141 a quarter to park in a remote spot, and so what the government will pay for this transportation, so I'm all in. Less stress.
My name is Paola Briseño. I'm coming from Mexico City to study here in Dallas for the English intensive English program. In Mexico City, we have a subway line with multiple routes. I hear about the DART, and I'm very excited about to use this because my uncles and my family told me about, and I want to use this.
My name is Marion Scott. My son and I, we just wanted to check out to see how it goes because he travels every year to Germany, you know, so we live all the way out in Raleigh, and I think that's probably the bad thing about it. I think the hub should have been the airport where all different lines go into it instead of just the orange line. I'm pretty sure my wife's going to say, not drop me off at the airport. You know, I'm going to say, we're not going to do DART.
DFW Airport Station. This is the final destination. Please remember to take all personal belongings.
The journey to college is just starting for thousands of North Texas students, and five freshmen at the University of North Texas come from one family. Diana Douglas tagged along with the Diaz quintuplets.
Edna Diaz gave her three sons a little tough love as she watched them move into the dorm room that they will share this year.
You don't need my help, George, anymore. You're 18. You are in the university.
George, Emilio, and John struggled to put sheets on bunk beds, find the hall bathroom, and keep track of their keys as their mother looked on. Anna remembers when it took 45 minutes to buckle five infants into car seats. Even if she wasn't jumping in to save them during move-in, George was happy to have her standing in the door.
It's a little overwhelming. Got all my stuff from home, put it in a bag. Thank goodness I have my brothers, so that's... I don't like change too much.
In another wing of the same dorm, Anna took a different tack with her two daughters.
So there are girls and boys in the same building? I don't know.
Okay. So no boys?
Just as ordered, no boys ventured into Anna and Maria's room while mom was around. The girls weren't sure they wanted to share a room for another year after 18 years. They also weighed whether all five should go to the same school. But Maria said they decided to go for it.
I mean, I was kind of the first one that started looking into it, and then they kind of followed.
Maria wants to study graphic design. Her sister Anna wants to be a doctor. While they teased each other on who chose UNT first, a visitor popped into the room.
Maria?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm your RA. I'll be taking care of you guys this semester, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, the RA.
Yeah, and if you guys need anything, just come down to the hall and I will be right there.
Except for the cameras taking pictures of the famous quintuplets, move-in day for the RAs and everyone else at UNT was smooth.
Bye, guys.
Parents offered last-minute advice through tears as kids assured their parents they would call.
We've had some requests. Can the parents stay in the dorm room with the students until they go to bed that night? And we're trying to tell them that you don't have to do that. They're going to be fine. We'll take it from here.
Rebecca Lothringer heads admissions at UNT. While it costs more than $10,000 a year to attend, she worked with the Diaz family on paying for five kids in college.
78% of our students here at UNT receive some sort of financial aid. And this family, being part of that group, they won't have that same price coming out of their pocket. They have the opportunities to utilize grants, loans, and work study.
And a little perspective. Consider that five kids at UNT cost less than one at SMU. Anna and Jorge Diaz gave each of their kids a hug and drove home to Keller in a mostly empty van. The boys have already asked her to visit them at school with homemade carne asada. But first, mom plans on getting a massage. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
An attorney for Governor Rick Perry today described his indictment as, quote, nothing more than banana republic politics. KERA's Sam Baker talked to Ross Ramsey of the Texas Tribune about Perry's indictment and his presidential ambitions.
I wouldn't expect it to go to trial anytime soon. I would expect his lawyers to challenge the indictment and try to get it thrown out before it ever gets that far. There's a lot of legal machinations to go on here alongside the political machinations.
What's working for Perry and what's working against him?
You know, what's working for him is the idea that he didn't do anything that was illegal, and the prosecutors are going to have to say you did something that was legal and you illegally used a legal tool. You know, they've got a hard case to prove, but I don't think that they would have indicted if they hadn't wanted to go forward. So unless there's something, you know, technically wrong or structurally wrong with the indictment, I think they'll probably proceed with it.
It's the court of public opinion he really has to worry about now at this point?
Well, that's the political fight. There's two things. You know, as a legal matter, the interesting part about the court of public opinion is that that's the public from which the jury will be pulled. So, you know, you want to talk to them before they're under cloak. And, you know, from a political standpoint, Perry has said openly that he's considering another run for president. And the question up until a couple of days ago was, are you really going to try this again? What's different from the first time? And he'd gotten pretty good at explaining that. And he has this line, you know, America's a great place for second chances and so forth, and was kind of playing that. Now the first question is, so tell us about this indictment. And I think he wants to get that out of the way as soon as he can.
An indictment is kind of hard to explain away.
He's saying, you know, he's doing the right things for a candidate to do. He's saying it's a political indictment. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. He has at least on the public case, Rosemary Lemberg is a perfect foil because she's very, very difficult to defend. And although the legal case isn't really about Rick Perry versus Rosemary Lemberg, the Travis County District Attorney, it looks that way to the public. And, you know, given that choice, I think most people would run with Perry. That's not what the legal case is about, but the political case is largely about that. You know, the one thing I would add on the presidential thing is that you know, Perry has talked about this as Democrats chasing a Republican down. His more immediate problem politically is going to be Republicans against whom he's seeking a nomination for president, saying, you know, Perry and indictment in the same sentence over and over, even if the other words are sympathetic. He just doesn't need that weight around his leg. And they're looking at a wide array of candidates. And on some level, what you're doing as a voter at this point is striking names from the list, and the indictment, you know, makes you lift your pencil.
Do these charges impact him fulfilling his duties as governor in any way?
I don't think it hurts him from here forward. He's gone remarkably long with a lot of power as a lame duck. Everybody's known he wasn't running for a year now. He's cruising right along.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for being with me.
Thanks so much.
Ross Ramsey is executive editor of the Texas Tribune. And for our final course tonight, Big Tex will be served up fried, spicy, and boozy next month. The State Fair of Texas unveiled the 8 finalists for the annual Big Tex Choice Awards today. They honor the top new foods at the fair. There's a fried brisket taco, fried sriracha chicken balls, and a fried combination of pecan pie, peach cobbler, and buttermilk pie. And you can all wash it down with funnel cake ale. Beer that tastes like that classic State Fair treat. You can get a look at all this deep-fried goodness at keranews.org. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.